You are now listening to The Show with me. Hello, it's me. I'm back. We're back. Fall break just happened. We have been gone for 2 weeks. I haven't done anything of substance in those 2 weeks. Miles, how about you? Did you do anything of substance in those 2 weeks?
I actually didn't have a full break. I had half days at Plainfield.
Dang.
Yeah. So I had 3 weeks of half days.
Well, I mean, that's something.
Yeah, but I still went to school at the normal time for the last 2 weeks anyway.
Yeah. Isaac, did you do anything of substance during fall break?
Black Ops 6 launched, so I kind of just played that when it launched and did nothing else.
Yeah. I forgot to intro. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Kieran Sandulo. I'm the host of the show. We've been gone for 2 weeks, so you may have forgotten me in that time. I am joined, as always, or as most of the time, by my co-host, Miles Sprung.
I did forget about you.
And Isaac Lukes, taking a swig of water from a purple Solo cup right now.
But a red
did you run
Solo
all the way to
the
water fountain out in the
run?
Hall?
I walked leisurely.
Just at a at
slower
a,
than normal, even.
He was just like, I gotta pad out my time here. I gotta come back right when we're about to go live. Anyways, but let's talk about fall break. Stuff happened. It kind of kicked off the whole spooky season. And I like the spooky season for one thing in particular. Well, two things, I guess. The main one being scary movies.
I like getting fat from candy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love candy. Candy is good. What, Isaac, what's your favorite candy?
Butterfingers.
Yeah. Miles?
Almond Joy.
Almond Joy? Oh, no.
Mounds are pretty good, too.
I'm stuck on Almond Joy. What?
What
quality
is the difference between an Almond Joy and a Mounds bar other than the almond on top?
Almond,
oh, I guess
Joy
it's dark
has
chocolate.
Almonds and Mounds is like dark chocolate and coconut.
Yeah. Well, Almond Joy also has coconut.
Yeah, but Mounds is just dark chocolate and coconut. Almond Joy has the almond.
And it's milk chocolate.
And it's milk chocolate. Almond Joy?
Yeah, Almond Joy.
Outrageous.
I love Almond Joys.
Heinous.
I think it,
my mom is gonna boo me if I'm dissing on Almond Joys too much, honestly.
Is your mom a fan of Almond Joys?
I don't know, actually. I think she's okay. I think she is indifferent to Almond Joys.
Oh.
I'm not sure. She can't have them anymore. But I don't know. She also can't have Milk Duds anymore, and those are like her favorite candy of all time.
Oh, I love Milk Duds.
Milk Duds are my top three.
I like throwing Milk Duds at people because they're bad.
Dude, if you had, like, do
I'm
you give out candy on Halloween?
Do I give out candy on Halloween?
Yeah. Like, at your house, do you give out candy on Halloween?
So, no. I don't. I just scare people. I like walking around in, like, dark outfits and just creeping and stalking from the darkness,
as
one does.
So in either 2021 or 2022, my Halloween costume was just black morph suit and blood red cultist robe, and I just walked around with, like, two scythes.
One year, I made a ghillie suit. And just laid on the laid in the grass on the side of the road the entire night.
That's a good one, honestly. I'm surprised I didn't try that yet. I think scaring people is the funniest thing you can do on Halloween.
I didn't scare that many people. Just the people that would, like, touch me in any way. I would pop up with my little bag of candy.
Yeah. Just be like,
because I had just mostly leaves on it.
Yeah.
So, like, little kids would run up and, like, try to jump into it, and I was, like, a person. I was kind of taking a nap outside because it was quite enjoyable last year. I enjoyed the weather.
Yeah. Last year was, like, a surprisingly nice Halloween for weather, except then it started raining near the end.
Yeah, I fell asleep, and I woke up when it was raining.
Mm-hmm. I was in a Spider-Man costume, and that was, like, thin. was not fun. I had to wear sweatpants because of how cold it was.
It's not very enjoyable to celebrate Halloween here.
Because
You can never be like Spider-Man. You have to be like Spider-Man in a coat.
Yeah.
Because it's like 10 degrees out.
Yeah.
I wore like thermal underwear under my costume.
Long johns. One year?
Yeah.
One year I just wore a green morph suit. That was it. That was the costume.
It's a cheap costume. It's good. What was mine?
It was awesome.
I had an alien morph suit that I had, and I put on the alien morph suit, and then I got like the big inflatable green fat suit. Do you know those? The ones I'm talking about?
The one where like the alien's hugging you?
No. Just a big inflatable green like blob costume.
I have never seen that ever.
You've never seen one of those?
Nope.
Isaac, do you know what I'm talking about at all? No? I'm showing you a photo right now. I was just...
Like the sumo-looking
Yeah,
ones?
The sumo
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
yeah.
about.
And I just put on a green one of that over the alien morph suit, and I was just like, I'm a fat alien. That's my costume. And then I breakdanced at people. Poorly. But I did. And I won a costume contest at my middle school because of it.
Oh, yeah.
One year at my middle school, this guy came in dressed as Mute from Rainbow Six Siege. Lore accurate down to like the most minute detail.
Yeah. Did he walk into school in costume?
Yeah.
Did he get stopped?
Obviously he couldn't have like any of the weapons.
Yeah, none of his weaponry. Did he get stopped?
Yeah, but when they stopped
him. Because he was in full
him,
tactical year.
When they stopped him, he just stood there and stared at them. Because he was mute.
You gotta
so
be lore accurate. You gotta stay close to canon.
Yeah, so
there.
They were like, what are you doing? And he just...
to the great. Listeners, Isaac gave me the most devilish death stare.
Well, you gotta remember, too, Mute wears a gas mask
yeah.
that you can't see through.
Mm.
So they couldn't see his face. He just...
Is it really a gas mask?
Yeah.
I don't think Mute has a gas mask. I think it's
all
just Smoke
the,
and Thatcher.
All of the British operators have gas masks. It's just... They're all different versions of gas masks.
Because I thought his was just, like, the SWAT helmet with, like, the goggles and the mask
no.
with the tape on
so,
it.
So, his is a gas mask, but I think it's, like, a chemical mask. I don't know if it's an actual gas mask. Sledge, I know, wears a chemical
yeah,
mask.
Yeah, you're right.
But the other two are just wearing straight-up gas masks,
yeah.
which is really annoying because none of them are immune to... Or Smoke is, but
none of the other ones are immune to smoke,
and they're all wearing gas masks.
I think that is hilarious. I love the idea of showing up to school on Halloween in costume. I did it last year with the Spider-Man. I didn't do it... I don't think I'm going to do it this year. Because it's on Thursday and I work that day. Miles, do you ever dress up for Halloween, Miles?
Oh, yeah.
What was the most recent one?
Michael Myers. Oh, well, most recent, there was a Halloween party for choir this Friday? Friday.
Mm-hmm.
This Friday night. And I was in a group costume. We did Clue characters. And I was Professor Plum.
That's a good one.
But
honestly.
Like,
if you're not Colonel Mustard,
but like,
you ain't playing Clue.
But what I ordered, I ordered it, or they told me what it was like 2 days beforehand. So like, what I ordered like cost way too much, and it wasn't gonna get there on time. So I canceled the order and got refunded, whatever. But then I just went to Goodwill.
Yeah.
And
Goodwill sweeps.
And the best like purple thing there was this like little girl sweater made for 8 to 10 year olds.
Why didn't you just go to, like, Burlington?
Because they didn't
Burlington
have anything there.
Burlington is expensive.
I looked at...
Burlington?
Burlington
not,
isn't expensive.
It's
Burlington
pretty,
is dirt cheap.
It's a discount store.
Give me, like, what do you think is cheap at Burlington? Like, what
Dude,
do you
I
get at
a
Burlington?
Coat from Burlington for, like, $20.
Have Keep I been it, lied to?
Yeah, probably. Burlington is, like... A warehouse of clothing, essentially.
Burlington,
I've been lied to.
Burlington and Company makes it sound like it's like a fancy place. It is not at all.
I've been lied to. I've been misinformed. False advertising.
When I was younger, both of my siblings got like a $2,000 grant each to buy clothes at Burlington. And we were there for 7 hours because of the amount of time it took to get $4,000 worth of clothes.
And it's not just clothes either. I mean, they could buy whatever they want there. I mean, it's... You know what I'm saying? Like, there's, like, home goods there, too.
Yeah, but my teenage brother and sister weren't really interested in couches and TVs. Well,
was it for college or was it just for clothes?
It was for high school.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you
forget that I was, like, below the poverty line for most.
You made it sound like when you're talking about you couple thousand grant. Dollar grants.
That's what it was. It was a government issued grant to get clothes because we couldn't afford them.
Mm. Well, fair enough. Honestly, yeah, that's fair.
Fair enough. Never
Goodwill and that kind of stuff comes in clutch for Halloween stuff.
Yeah, no, like it
especially for me.
Dude, it got so warm and it was very tight, but it worked. So,
well, that's where I get all my Hawaiian shirts from Goodwill.
Yeah, they have a very wide catalog, but I hit a bit of a conundrum where I needed to go and get a suit jacket for my costume. Because I'm doing the Doombot from Marvel Comics.
Oh, yeah.
The version of Dr. Doom that's all dripped out. And on Amazon, I ordered the mask, his green cloak, and then these huge, like, metal gauntlets that are, like, the coolest thing I've ever worn. I have full metal, like, knight gauntlets now, and I think it's hype. But then I went to Goodwill to get the rest of it. So I went to Goodwill to get a tie and a suit jacket.
You have a green cloak?
Yeah, I have a green cloak.
Then why do you need the suit jacket?
Because that's what he looks like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got the cloak that goes...
MVM.
What?
That means never mind.
I always forget that Dr. Doom is a Fantastic Four character.
Yeah.
Makes me really upset because the Fantastic Four kind of suck except for, like...
Human Torch.
The Thing.
And, well...
It's just
it depends on who's writing it.
It's just Reed Richards and Sue Storm that kind of suck.
Yeah.
Okay, Sue Storm does nothing. I've been reading comics lately.
She sucks.
She does nothing.
She's not a good character.
Reed Richards at least will, like, you know, come up with plans.
And
like,
do war crimes.
And sometimes, like, stretch out to make something.
Or do war crimes.
But Johnny and Ben Grimm carry. They carry that team.
I was playing Insurgency Sandstorm the other day, and I watched one of my teammates commit a war crime.
Yeah.
I love war crimes.
It was this guy that was, like, crouching without a weapon, and he just put a 50 cal against his face.
Oh, dude.
Like, four times.
I love video games because you can commit war crimes without getting court-martialed.
Dude, I've been playing Ghost of Tsushima lately. I commit a lot of war crimes in that game.
Are there really war crimes in that point?
Yes.
They haven't been, like, classified as war crimes. The invention of war crime hadn't been done yet.
That doesn't matter. They're still war crimes to me, okay?
But it hasn't been invented yet.
I cried at the end of that game.
The only game that has ever made me cry
Red Dead 2,
dude.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, my God. Actual, like, not even, like, just a tear. Like, actual crying.
I don't cry at media that often.
I sobbed a little bit.
Venom 3 got me tearing up. I'm not going to lie.
Not going to lie. Avengers Endgame. Spoiler alert for a movie.
That came out... Seven years ago. Almost seven now.
Came out in 2018. I thought it came out in 2019.
Nope.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I guess it would have been season eight of chapter one of Fortnite. That's how I count time.
Nah, dude. The final breath from Arthur at the end of Red Dead 2 had me... Immediately,
because it took me 5 years to beat that game. Because there's so much in it. I would
like even just the normal story. There's so much.
Like I'd be in chapter two and I'd be like 20 hours in. I'm like, oh my god, when is this gonna end?
Speaking of cowboys, okay. There was a fun little Halloween that I remember from like 7 or 8 years ago.
Speaking of cowboys, they lost against the 49ers because Dak Prescott is the worst quarterback in the NFL. Continue.
Anyways. I was not a cowboy. My little brother was, but it was also mixed with two other costumes. My little brother had a little period in his life where his Halloween costumes were hybrids. of two things. But the one thing that stood out the most to me is around this time, Angry Birds Transformers came out. The mobile game.
Oh my, dude, that game was goated.
And it was very fun. But my little brother was obsessed with it. And his Halloween costume that year was Redbird Optimus Prime. And it was just Optimus Prime Walmart Halloween costume without the mask. And then face painted to look like the red Angry Bird. But then he was like, it's too boring. It needs something else. And then he put on a plastic cowboy hat. And he said, I am Redbird Optimus Prime Cowboy.
See, I want to see...
I am Redbird Optimus Prime Cowboy.
You know those like, things pirates would wear where it would be, like, basically suspender straps with, like, six pistol holsters to put a bunch of flintlocks in them?
Yes.
I want to see somebody do that with Glock 18s, the automatic Glock.
Yeah. The cowboy hat. Oh, wait, hang on, no. This, I need to see that, what you just brought up. But instead of weapons of any kind, just like corn cobs.
Snacks.
Yeah, just snacks. Just things. Not even edible. I want just like one holster has like a Power Rangers figurine.
I'm gonna start doing that. I'm gonna start like walking up to people mid conversation and I'm gonna pull like a McDonald's cheeseburger out of my pocket and just start eating.
Or just like take out two like little figurines from your pockets and just like fight with them while listening intently to the conversation.
Have like a gallon of milk in one hand.
You're just like, no, I fully agree, while you're setting up your PlayStation hooked up to the wall outside of the Whole Foods or something.
Handing them a Beyblade.
Ay, caramba.
I love, okay, gimmicks like that. So the neighborhood that I live in is like five neighborhoods linked up to each other.
Mine is two.
And it has...
Two linked up and there are one... section.
Yeah, there are like eight or nine houses per subdivision that have like gimmicks to them. Like they have a little shtick every year. One of them, they have a tube leading from their second story window and then they just shoot the candy down from that tube. You put your bucket at the end of the tube and then they just throw the candy down the chute.
You will bow to the tube.
Yeah, the tube. Like, they have two people outside that are, like, presenting the tube. And I think that it's really... because they literally say, place your bucket below the tube and accept the offering of the house.
Now that...
those are the exact words.
That is a boom.
What?
That's a big boom!
No, we're not bringing that back. But
see,
I have
gimmick,
a. Have you heard their new song, by the way?
I don't want to.
The gimmick for my house.
Still bringing it.
Is that my parents are drunk by the end of the night, so my entire house smells like alcohol.
Our gimmick is that we just put a lot of decorations out.
My gimmick That's is a, that I'm 17 and I still trick or treat.
I do too, bro. Don't feel bad.
I don't trick or treat. I just walk around.
That's probably what I'm going to end up doing after.
Like, free candy is free candy, no matter how you slice it.
I made a deal.
Get away with it because you guys are, like, short. So you can still get away with, like, being the right age to trick-or-treat. I'm just, like, I just look like a guy.
Here's the thing. I almost didn't pass, like, the age to trick-or-treat, like, 4 years ago. Because I sounded exactly the same when I was 13. There's not been much difference in my voice.
Same.
There's also, there's one house in one neighborhood that goes completely over the top with their decorations. That, like, I'm talking like handmade spider webs that go up and down their entire house. And then they just, like, animatronic spiders and whatnot. Big haunted house that you can go into and then they just scare the crap out of you. And I think it's fun
when
then you get
dad
candy at the
made
end.
Me sleep on the lawn as a body for Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like we wrapped me up in a trash bag and like tied my hands and feet and whatever. And he was like, "Lay there."
Did
so
he give
I
you air?
Over. Well, yeah, we poked an air hole in it.
And One air hole?
And what? Yeah, we poked an air hole in it. It was a giant hole that was like the size of my fist in the center of my back.
That's
and we just threw some leaves over top of me.
Oops. That's more believable. I was thinking like what you took one toothpick prick into it.
No, we like ripped open a hole in the
back. Good. We do like full-sized candy bars. Full-sized candy bars are like the godsend of trick-or-treating. I think
if you come say trick-or-treat at my house, you're getting trick.
Yeah. That's what
garden hose blast.
I have already committed to when I move out, when I've got my own space, doing trick-or-treat, people come up to my spot, I'm gonna say trick. And I'm gonna do one of three things. I either shoot them with a Nerf dart, I either hose them down with water, as you have said, or I give them a little mix of the two, and I just chuck the candy out the door, and they have to try and get it. And it's whoever grabs it first gets it. Or, one that I saw recently is take a bowl, an empty bowl, put it outside with a sign on it that says take as much as you need. Just set it outside on like a stool, already empty, so that when people come up, they think, dang, someone beat me to it. That way you don't have to spend money.
I want to just encase a bunch of candy and a block of resin. Set that outside of my house on a chair.
You have to use a chisel. You have to chisel like your way through the resin.
Like a mall next to it or something.
Just say good luck.
Yes. Not even a sign. It's a piece of masking tape taped to the front that just says good luck! Exclamation point.
That's a really good idea, actually. Oh, I might have to do that now. Resin candy block is pretty good. Miles, do you ever have a gimmick?
No.
You don't have a gimmick?
Nope.
Does anybody in your neighborhood have a gimmick?
Someone does hot dogs and apple cider.
Oh, we have that too. Hold on. What neighborhood do you live in? This is important information.
It's in Plainfield.
Which neighborhood?
It's Sugar Grove.
Okay.
But the house is in Forest Creek.
Okay.
Which is right next door.
Never mind. Because there is another house. There's a house in my neighborhood that does the same stuff.
Yeah, no. And one does like a haunted house in their garage.
Yeah, we get one of those too. That seems like a pretty uniform.
Ours is pretty boring.
In 2020, I went as a plague doctor and I scared this little kid on accident. He was dressed up as Colonel Sanders. I felt really bad because he was like deathly afraid, like screaming and yelling, trying to stay away from me.
It's crazy that now I go out in like full horror costume. If I did at all, no one would be scared. None of the kids would. Because they're all in like Poppy Playtime costumes.
Well, it could also be because you're the size of them, so they find it hard to be scared.
I'm 5'8". I tower over these toddlers.
You gotta remember, I was 6 foot then and I'm 6'4" now, so.
Well, yeah, just because you were a freak of nature at 12 years old.
I wasn't a freak of nature. It's not my fault. My parents loved me. Do you know why Clifford the Big Red Dog was big? It's because Emily loved him so much that he grew to be big and tall. What does that tell you about your parents versus my parents?
I have never heard Clifford the Big Red Dog used in that argument. Ever.
You don't know the Clifford lore?
No, I know the Clifford lore. I love Clifford, dude. I have a Clifford stuffed animal.
What does that tell you about your parents versus my parents?
I don't know. I'm going to have a conversation with them tonight.
Kick open the door. Why didn't you love me?
Why didn't you love me? Why am I not big and strong?
No milk, no vegetables.
No, I
no love.
I
obviously
milk.
Not enough.
Oh, come on, man. There was a period where I didn't drink water because I just preferred milk.
Oh.
Gross.
No,
that,
man.
Yeah, that's a... No, I'm okay.
My mom no. just texted me, burn with a fire emoji. He's roasting you. Mom, he's not insulting me. He's saying that my parents don't love me enough. That's on you. This is a call out. We are in like a space right now. I gotta do something fun. So I've made like a personal rule because I don't want to trick or treat, obviously, for like forever because it's frowned upon societally. It's frowned upon. So I have made like the agreement that this is gonna be like my last Halloween, my last trick or treat Halloween. I think for the rest of the time, I'm just gonna like put something on and walk around. Why are you hitting me with like? Why are you hitting me with the Zoolander face every time you turn and look at me? It's just like Zoolander. Just God, you are a enigma.
Why was that the exact word I was just about to say?
Because it's the right word,
dude. Doctor's appointment just 3 months or 4 months away.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm still alive. I'm real glad it wasn't something like threatening. Like I'm glad I didn't find like a lump on my leg or something because I'd be dead already.
Dude, I don't understand how you haven't been like. We've had a whole episode on this.
Oh, I did the thing with my left big toe where it just constantly bleeds. I did get rid of that though.
Okay.
By basically pulling 90% of my nail off. It didn't hurt.
To the listeners, Miles and I just sat mouths agape for about 7 seconds
straight. It didn't hurt that bad, honestly.
Well, yeah, there's no nerve endings left in that toe at this point.
I'm going to go to physical therapy for my knee.
Yeah?
Yeah, it might be some like weird muscle syndrome or something. I need to do these exercises. I have to lift my butt up in the air a lot.
I had to... Put your hand down, Isaac. Go ahead.
As do I.
I've started working out a little bit recently just because I wanted to get in like a shape where I am able to like perform
yeah,
basic
fitness
labor.
Pizza in my mouth.
I had this thing where
I hate that.
There's a thing that I have where I am small. Not like
I've noticed.
Shut up. Can't even talk, bro. It's like every just every word that comes out of my mouth.
I'm just gonna start talking over you at some point.
Anyways, I am small. I'm thin. I wanted to stop that, and so I made it for partially motivation for me, but also for a friend. And I talked about this with Isaac while we were in Studio D about the deal that I made with my buddy. My friend recently wanted to ask a girl out, and I said that, listen, if you do this and it works for at least 2 months, I will buy a maid dress and I will wear it to every major occasion in your life.
You gotta wear it to his wedding, too.
I have to wear it to his wedding.
You gotta be a bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask to be a bridesmaid.
It worked, and he is in a relationship now. So if by December 14th they are still together, I will be dropping money on a maid dress. And wearing it to his every major occasion in his life. Such as his graduation into the Marine Corps. Every time he has an event.
Go back. No. I want to see. I think I seen something that I liked.
We're going to move past that one.
I looked over at his phone.
Yeah.
What, you looked at that?
That is not what I seen.
Twitter is such a garbage platform.
Dude, I don't know what... Well, no, I do know what happened.
Yeah, it was not my choice.
Clearly. There was no moderation.
I still enjoy Twitter. I just...
Well, yeah, I don't think you really get the racists.
I get the racists.
No, I definitely do. I just also... I enjoy reading the arguments. Like...
There's no...
Life is too short. You should spend as much of it as humanly possible online arguing with strangers.
That's so true. I've been arguing so much about like WWE's rival company, AEW, and how much it sucks. I've been arguing with people a lot about that.
I'll argue about stuff that I have no idea what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm just making things up.
Okay, so it's something that I have a problem with when it's other people, but then I realize, like, oh, never mind, this is actually very entertaining. When I talk about something with the confidence of someone who studied it for years, and yes, I know nothing about it.
Something that I like doing is with my siege stack, saying something that makes absolutely no sense and watching the entire party and the entire call just light up with everybody arguing with each other while I just sit there and watch.
I like refusing to elaborate. Like, I'll say something.
Say something completely insane. Completely don't back it up at all.
Insane, like, actual, like, schizophrenic rambling of, like, a man who has spent his entire life in a basement with a tinfoil hat on.
And you just ignore the other person when they ask for proof.
They ask for elaboration. I'm just like, wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Just like, wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
See, I don't like doing that. I just like being, yeah, man, that's exactly my point.
That's a good one, too. Like, I'll say something. I say things that have... I did it to my parents last night. I was just like... I walked up to them and I just, in my parents' ear... While we were watching my sister's, like, dance showcase, because she was doing, like... She does, like, ballroom dancing. And she was doing great. But while we were watching, waiting for her dance to come up, I just went up to my parents and I just said quietly, and I was just like, the worms are back. And then I backed off. And then my mom was like, what? What do you mean? And I was just like, don't worry about it. That's it. That's all you get. You can figure it out from here. And then I don't elaborate further. I want to write an escape room that has that as a synopsis. Just the worms are back, nothing else. That's the whole plot.
I like escape rooms, but I'm not very good at puzzles. I just like being there.
It's a fun environment.
I went to an escape room one time. I didn't help solve any of the puzzles, but I had a really good time being there.
Yeah.
I was happy to be included.
They're good. Like, we had one where I got... There was one that we did while we were on vacation where I got to crawl into a coffin and they pushed me through a wall into another room. And it was very fun. Because I had to crawl in there with, like, a fake plastic skeleton that we named, what did we name him? Phil? But he was in, like, a Hawaiian shirt with, like, the pineapple sunglasses. Was that Saddam Hussein's hiding spot? No. No, it's the worm. Yeah, right.
I finally ironed out all the wrinkles in my brain. Left the worm, though, because he wasn't doing nothing to no one. He wasn't buying no one.
I think you should get the worm out of there.
Nah, he's not bothering no one.
Yeah, he is.
That's what RFK said. We love the worms.
I like how the three options considered best suited for president was the worm guy, senile old dude, and senile old dude.
I like that the worm guy is the healthiest of them.
The guy whose actual brain was eaten by a worm.
He is jacked.
Dude, RFK
have you seen
built.
RFK Jr.?
Kennedys have a really bad problem with brain trauma. So, well, no, because, like, obviously because of the JFK joke, right? But also, like,
the lobotomy.
Even before that, there a lot of people in the Kennedy family just had head injuries.
Mm-hmm.
His little sister had, like, or JFK's little sister, or was it his older sister?
I think it was
his younger sister.
One of them got a lobotomy.
Yeah, she got a lobotomy. He had a worm. There was a couple other head injuries, but I don't really remember them because those are the only three that are important to me.
If you ever see the videos of RFK just, like, working out in jeans in the heat, what?
How? Yeah, I enjoy watching those videos.
Right there.
I enjoy
so
watching those videos of, like, cosplayers working out in full cosplay.
Yeah. Just because
I saw
like,
someone
dude,
with Master Chief.
How?
Like, just the whole Halo
I
armor.
Love... I love the Chief. I don't like Halo, right? I actually dislike Halo.
Yeah.
Just because it's never been a game that's interested in me, right? Mm-hmm. I love Master Chief, especially in situations where he does not belong.
Exactly.
I play Siege a lot. Turning a corner and seeing the Chief sprint at you with a shotgun is terrifying.
I think that the funniest thing ever is putting Master Chief in, like... So, okay, so you know of the Amazing World of Gumball?
Of course.
Yeah. There was a trend recently on Twitter where people would Photoshop other cartoon characters into Gumball scenes because every single art style works with Gumball. And there was one where they put Master Chief in the background, and I was looking for like a solid 5 minutes to figure out what they changed with the image. And then I had to go into the comments on the post to see what was different. And then I looked and I saw Master Chief in the background, and then I looked back to the foreground and I was like, wait, what's Goku doing there?
There was one I saw where it was Gumball and Darwin like photoshopped onto like a rap cover, and they're like leaning against a car with these two rappers, and like they look like totally in place.
Dude, I like the I don't know if you've seen it yet. I think it was a Resident Evil stream. Yes. But he was like,
did you put a mod in this?
Did you put a mod in this?
No. And then the camera pans to Master Chief. Because it's not Sheva, it's Tomb Raider. Did you put mods on? No. I love Master Chief is the best character in fiction other than Arthur Morgan.
I love how,
just on design alone, he could be the most terribly written
brand recognition.
Pure brand recognition, Minecraft creeper.
When you see the Chief, you know who it is.
Yeah,
I love
only to Minecraft.
I love how his most iconic line is just no.
No, that's Kratos.
Most iconic line is
giving the Covenant back their bomb.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would
yes.
just be. No.
No, that's
Kratos. How they ended Halo 2.
No. Boy.
I would say boy is more iconic over no for Kratos.
Well, he only did that for the first game because they didn't know what to name Atreus.
They named him after the game ended.
That's true. That's a straight up fact. They named Atreus from God of War after they finished
like last second
God of War. They named him. The only reason that Kratos called him boy throughout the game is because he hadn't been named yet.
Boy. That's the funniest. You want to be a hunter like your mother.
You must first learn that I don't care what your name is.
No.
No.
Boy.
I could do the boy. I can't talk more than one word with. In that low of a register, yeah. Like that's not happening.
I could do it. I just need a little bit more practice with it. Like I can do some of. It's like depends on the weapon and the man. Like yeah. I can do some of them, but I am more comfortable doing like. I can do solid snake really well.
Snake, I'm a slithery snake.
Not that one.
Oh, oops.
Solid Snake from Metal Gear.
Oh, that guy,
Colonel.
Yeah. Colonel.
I'm trying to sneak around. Or I can do Master Chief. I kind of do Master Chief. It's like, Master Chief, mind telling me what you're doing on that wall? Sir. Security camera.
What? Sir.
Security camera. Or Duke Nukem is a really good one.
I love Duke Nukem.
If the show's called Invincible, why can I see it?
That's so dumb. I love, like, just dumb games like that.
Duke Nukem is the funniest character in fiction.
Like, you'll have, like, you know, these cinematic masterpieces with amazing stories like Red Dead Redemption 2 or Ghost of Tsushima or, you know, all
and
these
Duke
other...
Duke Nukem Forever.
God of War, and then there's Duke Nukem Forever.
Duke Nukem.
Then how can I see it?
Duke Nukem quotes. Hold on. Because there's an entire Twitter page that says things as Duke, please do not look at me like that. I will not share Frenchie fries.
I will not share
Frenchie
fries.
Yeah, I respect women, and sometimes I respect funny little alien creatures.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Someone actually ate all the pepperoni. This can't be happening.
This can't be happening.
Ouch, my toes.
Just ouch my toes.
Yeah, just out my toes.
I have the proper amount of gum for this situation. I've hit my little toe against the coffee table leg. Ouch, 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 ouch.
I need to play that game. You know they were supposed to make a movie of that?
They were. It's really good.
I'm gum.
That's it.
Just I am gum.
I'm gum. Duke Nukem. Oh, man. We went off the rails quick, didn't we?
Hey, that's a different show. That's
it
gone
doesn't
now.
Exist anymore. Bye, Sam.
Bye, Sam. Love you, Sam.
Sam, I haven't talked to Sam in a minute.
If you're listening, Sam, I love you.
Anyways, we're out of time. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this outrageous episode of the show. I am Kieran Sandulo. I have, as always, been joined by Miles Sprong and Isaac Lukes.
Yep.
Miles, you feeling good?
Yeah. It's
good
Monday
episode?
It's Monday Night Raw tonight. How can I not feel good?
Yeah. Isaac, how are you feeling? Great. Love to hear it. Well,
my left knee is bleeding now.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this episode of the show. We'll be back next Monday at 9:15. Miles and I will be on this Friday at 9:15.
Yep.
For Versus, we will be on tomorrow for the 411.
Yep.
Miles, you want to say something about that real quick?
7:45, 8:30, 411. Tune in. And then Ben Davis at Pike. I'm doing play-by-play for first sectional game.
Yeah.
7 p.m. kickoff.
Yeah. And then I have my little thing on Monday morning, on Wednesday mornings, 7:45, where I do my little metal show, and you get to listen to some music that I like. Anyways, thank you for listening to this episode of the show. I am going away now, and I will never be heard from again. Goodbye.